Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming. My name is Tom Radzeski. I'm elder here at this church. Our pastor is off on a cruise, so he asked if I could step in and help out. And since I'm somewhat close to the family, this is very nice. I'm very happy to do this. I'd like to welcome you all in the name of the families that are represented here too. We're very glad that you're here. I know some of you had to come from far to be here, and that's especially a good thing that you're here. So we're going to go through a bunch of things today. I'd like to greet you and just say thank you for coming. We're going to start things with Mona's father, Eddie. If you could come on up and open us in prayer, please.
First of all, I want to say good morning to everybody. Thank everybody for being here, as the pastor was saying. This is such a wonderful occasion to allow us all to come together for such a beautiful moment, sharing with such a beautiful person that was in our presence. So without that being said, let us come together in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a wonderful day that you have blessed us to see. You rise us up this morning. You open up our eyes to see a new day. We say thank you. And Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. And we ask you, Father, that your will be done today. Mm-hmm. We pray, Father, that everyone that's here at this place would know that you are our Father, which are in heaven. We thank you, Father, for giving us such a wonderful person that you blessed us to be with for 35 years to be in our presence, Father. We ask you right now to strengthen each and every one of us, the families, the friends, all the ones that know Amir, Father, that they would draw near and closer to you, Father, because we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, you are the beginning and the end. You are the living God that we serve. And so with this, Father, I pray that everyone that's here this morning would have a heart and ears open to receive your glory, Father, and the encouraging words that's about to go forward. And dear God, we just want to right now give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Our friend Lowell has a song that he'd like to present for both families. It's a hymn of comfort.
Susan Montasser, your son and our brother Amir is already at the place we are going, where the roses never fade. We are going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and those roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season. Soon their beauty is decayed. We are going to that city where the roses never fade. In this world we have our troubles, Satan's snares we must evade. We'll be free from all temptations where those roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a moment. Soon their beauty is decayed. We are going to that city where those roses never fade. Saved ones gone to be with Jesus in their robes of white arrayed, now are waiting for our coming, where those roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. We are going to that city where those roses never fade. We are going to that city where the roses never, ever fade.
Amen. I want you all to know that Lowell is 97 years old. Thank you, Lowell. I have a couple of scriptures that I'd like to read, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. Psalm 107, verses 1 through 9 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, they that might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." The New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. "For we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord." So as a mirror is away from us, away from his body, he is in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We long for that. Here on earth, we struggle. In heaven, there is no more of that. So we have some cards and condolences. I'm not sure who's going to do that. Okay. And your name is?
Janice.
Janice. Yes. If you could stand in front of the mic, that would be great.
Glasses on. So to the family and cousin Mona, they want you to know there are no words, but there are heartfelt wishes and healing thoughts, and all are being sent your way to help comfort you during the difficult time. They want you to know in your time of sorrow, God be with you. May the special memories you've shared be like God's love for all of us, eternal, thinking of you with deepest sympathy. They want you to know, in memory, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid. He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And lastly, they want you to know no parent can be prepared for the loss of a son. Please know many others are grieving with you today and keeping you close in thought. Thank you.
We're going to have a time of an open mic. If there are family or friends that have some wishes, some thoughts, some remembrances, some stories that you'd like to share with everyone, we'd invite you up one at a time, and you can do that right now. So, come on up.
So, I didn't know Amir all that long, but the time that I did get to know him, he really made an impression on my life and my family's life. He was so loving and lovely, and I think his number one job was to make sure everyone in the room was happy. He always made sure that everyone was cared for, supported, and got what they needed. And every time he'd see my son fell in love with him. He would always have a gift for him, and we will really miss him, and really am sorry for your loss. Thank you.
Y'all thought I was going to sing, huh? Everybody get up and leave. You know, first giving honor to God and just thanks for having this opportunity to be here. Amir is someone who we all loved. My name is Michael. I'm Mona's uncle. And, you know, I thought a lot about Amir when Amir first passed. And it took me back that all of us know there's a time when we have to take that path. There's a time we're going to have a homecoming. Many of us, as we get older, we stop to think that we don't want to suffer. We don't want to have a lot of pain. We don't go through it. It's something that none of us can explain. Only God knows our plan. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And I would tell you, not many of us get to go out and get called home at the height of our plan, at the time when we were most successful, at the time that we accomplished the things that we want to accomplish. And that's where Amir was. God took him home when he was at the height. I talked to him maybe about a week before his death, and I just could hear it in his voice when he would say, "Uncle, I'm happy." He was telling me about this job, the things that he had reached and that he had accomplished. Those are the things that we come the most to cherish. God blessed us for 35 years to have such a wonderful person with us. He left us with such a good spirit, a spirit of kindness, a spirit of warmth, a spirit that we should all take and cherish when we think about Amir. Because his spirit was one to always help, to always want to please those who was around him. He loved his family, and he loved all of those who was connected to the family. And I say to both of our families, we've been blessed. Although to us it may seem like it's been a short time, but we've been blessed for 35 years to have that spirit, that God gave us an angel to show us what it's like to love one another, to be kind to one another, to be helpful to one another, to have a dream and a goal, to be able to accomplish that dream and goal, regardless to how hard it may be or what may come in life. Amir is someone God put in our lives for a season. We don't determine the seasons, God does. And he determined that season for Amir, and this season has come to a pass. I'm thankful, and I say to the families, I would hope that you would be as thankful as I am to be able to be blessed to share that season with Amir. He'd be sorely missed, but he was a blessing to all of us. I cannot say what the pain is to lose a child. I cannot say that. But I can say God knows best, and God does what's best. And that was the season that was planned from Amir from beginning to the end. So God bless everyone. I hope we live and we take on that spirit that Amir has taken on to love the little ones to the grown ones, from the bad ones to the old ones. God bless you.
And as my brother-in-law was saying, that God has blessed us with such a young man with such loving heart. And I think I said this to some of the family members, that I have never met a person that didn't struggle or try to build up so much to be who he is, because it was just, it was a natural thing for him to be who he is, loving, kind. Give your heart, he give his heart out for you. If you need something, I don't care what time or day or night it is, he'll get it for you. He displayed love just like we remember with the, as the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. He was kind, he was loving, he was giving. I mean, just being in his presence, you know, you can sense the Spirit of God is just in him. Mm-hmm. And he showed my wife and I with such humble and such respect. And to the mother, you truly has been blessed for having a son with such a wonderful gift that God has blessed him with. He displayed it to us to let us know what love is and how to display it and how to live it. He showed it to me. You know, I told my wife, I said, that's such a beautiful picture. I like his hair because I got some of them. I'm going to miss him. God bless you.
Truly, we have been blessed. We shared this son with you. I thank God for you raising such a young man the way you did. And for him to be the young man he was, he had to come from a good cut. Because I've experienced it right here since we've been here in these little few hours. We got here yesterday, and every last one of your family, his family members, have treated us just like he would have treated us.
That's right.
Because he's just that type of person. And I just have to, I'm a mother. And I can just only imagine that he was only presenting to us what his mother and father raised him up to be. And I'm telling you, you should be so ever proud to know that he was away from you being that same child you raised him up mm-hmm. to be. You should be so ever proud. He's not lost. He's found.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the day that he passed away. He called me and my husband, 5:38. I'll never forget the clock. I never stop seeing the clock. At 5:38 in the morning, he knows that me and my husband get up every morning and we have prayer. And he was on his way to work. And he was so excited about his accomplishment of getting that job and going to buy Mona the biggest house he can find for her. And he was so excited to tell us, Mom and Dad, you don't have to worry about Mona because I'm going to take care of her. He made us so, he was so quick to want to do for Ramona. He really was. And I'm thankful that God had put him in our lives. And there's nobody can compete with him. Because nobody can compete with God. He's exactly what God wanted him to be. And I thank God for him. And like my brother said, Mike, that he fulfilled his dream. His dream, you all, was to be a commercial diver. He left out of here being a commercial diver. He was so proud of him. He got the first check after 3 days. He showed us that check. Look, I got $1,500, Mom. $1,500, 3 days. And only worked a half a day. He was so excited. I mean, boy, I'm like, wow. It's hard to understand. We'll never understand how God does things and why he does things the way he do. But what we do understand, who God has left us with, and there was purpose that he was in our life to express God's love towards us, and he did just that. He really did. I love Amir so much. I'm going to miss him. I miss him. Whew. I miss him calling me and saying, Mona won't stop fussing, Mom. And he would just crack up laughing. She would be fussing. And she would still be in the background, but every time she fussed, he would call us. And I thank God for him. I could never ask for somebody better in her life. I tell you, Mona, the world out there, if there's a man out there for you, he sure got to prove himself like a mirror and better. Because we could not accept nobody else. It's going to be hard. It's hard, ain't it, Susie? He blessed us, you all. He truly blessed us. I didn't want for nothing with a son like that. And I thank God, him and my two sons, they're my dreams in my heart to see how they can treat young ladies. And he showed what a man really was like. Amen.
They can't compete with my husband.
We have a little presentation called 1,000 Years, and I see a lot of giggling going on over here, so that might be who's coming up to show us what that is. So you'll have to hold this up to your face like this. And you can be on the other mic over there.
Under your chin.
That's right.
Come in.
Yeah, come out front here. Mm-hmm. Let us know who you are. Okay.
I'm Annalie. I'm Misa.
I have died.
every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid, I have loved you for a thousand years. I loved you for a thousand more.
So that concludes our service. Thank you, girls. That was really good. Very touching. We have a reading now of the Life Moments by Renee Hardy. There she is.
Good morning, everyone. I am Ramona's oldest sister, and I want to say to the family, thanks for everything. And Mama Susie, thank you for allowing Amir's to come to Arizona to spend his time with us. It has truly been rewarding for us to get to know Amir as his big sister. Sorry, Shadi, you have to share. but I just want to go over one thing real quick before I read the life moments. But, you know, Amir always thought he was a chef. And, you know, the best cook. And so he discovered that you could use kiwi to tenderize your meat. And at the moment that he had done this, he and Mona didn't have a barbecue grill to cook steak. So he, being the welder that he is, went in the house and found some aluminum foil pans, welded them all together, and made this little, like, I don't know, crate thing. And decided he was going to start a fire with some wood pieces in the backyard and tell so we could taste this wonderful steak. So that, I mean, he was so creative. That just goes to show you what type of person Amir really was, right? I was just like, who takes kiwi and tenderizes meat? But it worked. It was some excellent steak. So thanks, Amir, for that chef tip that he shared with all of us. Okay, so I come before you to read the life moments, and I'm going to do my best. So Mayor Amir Shakerfer was born on January 18, 1983, to the union of, I'm sorry, I can't see, Mehrdad Shakerfer and Susan Montazar in Tehran, Iran. Amir accepted Christ as his Savior August 29, 2016, at the age of 33 years old, and was united with the Church of New Jerusalem International Christian Fellowship. He was united with Mona George November 20, 2011, in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Their union was blessed with four furry babies. God blessed Amir to fulfill his greatest dream to become a commercial diver and underwater welder, in which he was hired with Subsea Global Solutions just a couple of weeks before his departure on this earth. He loved playing pool and just generally being able to serve people, which is something he will be remembered for by everyone who ever came in contact with him. Amir departed this life on December 31, 2018. He was preceded in death by his loving father, Mehrdad, his beautiful cousin, Shirzad, and two of his furry babies, Bailey and Lukey Bear. Mm-hmm. He leaves to cherish his life partner, Mona, furry babies, Brody and Bobo, his mother, Susan, and stepmother, Anna Shakerfer, brother, Amir Ali Shakerfer, nephew, Barza, three sisters, Shadi Tuvan Fargard, husband Reza Shabadi, and nieces Manali and Miza. Mehrdad, I'm sorry, Mernaz Thompson, husband, Mernaz Thompson, husband, Craig Thompson, and Roz Shakerfear, husband, Mahdi Mohammedipour, and don't tell me, and niece, Vanya, uncles, Ferdad Shakerfear, wife, Katie Shakerfear, and cousins, Elam, Roxy, husband, Alex, and daughter, Ava, and Kayvon, and Faroki Shakerfear, wife, Lila Shakerfear, and cousins, Sogal and Gonaz. Aunt Jale Shakerfear, Shanavaz, husband, Saidi Shanavaz, and cousin Arash, wife Hannah. Parents-in-law Eddie and Betty Moore, sisters-in-law Renee and Rafaela, brothers-in-law William and Wesley, wife Tangela, and a host extended nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, cousins, and Mona's family, and many, many friends that he considered just like family as well. He will be missed by each and every one of us dearly. And my apologies if I did not pronounce your names correctly. Please forgive me.
I'm grateful that I didn't have to read that. You did a fine job. We have a family tribute also, a message by Farouk Shakerifar, who's Amir's uncle. It's going to be read by Ty Belcher. And Amir Ali. Oh, okay.
A message by my uncle, Farouk Shakerifar. I read it in Persian for my friends and family and my brother.
I'll
read it in English. Inna lillahi inna ilayhi raji'un. Hame az khodaim va hame be suye o baz migardim. Ruh shad va yadash baraye hame ma kheyli aziz o grami ist. Dore zendegi kotah vali besyar por khatere o khub o be yadmandani baraye man be yadegar gozasht. و به بیشتر آرزویش رسیده. فقط همینقدر سهم ما بود از کنارش. ما از این آمدنها رفتن باید این درس را بگیریم که تا وقتی هستیم قدر یکدیگر را بیشتر بدانیم و برای داشتن همدیگر و همه داشته هایمان خدای شاکر خدای مهربونترین برای همه داده ها و نداده هایش باشیم. تا می توانیم با شادی و سلامتی زندگی را قدردان و کمک حال یکدیگر بوده و راضی به رضای او و عامل به فرامینش و ناهی از محرماتش بوده و اینگونه ادعا کنیم بنده شاکر درگاه با عظمتش هستیم. روح شاد و همیشه در کنار من باقی است.
So, and that reads in English. His life was short, but he left us with lots of wonderful, memorable memories. He achieved most of the goals he set out to obtain in his short life. Unfortunately, our portion of his life was very short. We need to take a lesson from this, which is to cherish each other in this life and to be thankful that our Lord for everything we have been given. We should live a God-filled life with thankfulness, always His will, not ours, and always follow His words. This way, we acknowledge we are His thankful people.
Just a few thoughts. Amir was not known to me personally. I only through association through his mother, Susie, who's a member of this fellowship, and his sister, Mirnaz, and his brother, Amir Ali. I met Amir at the wedding of Mirnaz and Craig and found him to be a very warm, likable soul, as you've all heard. That's the impression I got right away from him. He was a fun guy to be around.
Yes, he is.
And even at the wedding, he's the guy I wanted to hang out with. Well, okay, so I performed the wedding ceremony, but I wanted to hang out with him. He was having fun. I've heard that he's a very kind and gentle and caring person also. Kind of person that you just want to be around. And suddenly he's no longer with us. An unexpected tragedy. There's no reason to believe he could die so suddenly. What happened? Scripture readings that we heard earlier tell us of the goodness and the mercy of God to those that are called to be children of God, for they now have rest and are present with the Lord. I wonder what Amir would say to us today. If he could, I wonder what he would say to each one of us today. He knew you. What would he say to you? And especially from the vantage point from where he is today. We can take comfort in the scriptures regarding the passing of our loved ones. In Psalm 116, verse 15, it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And we wonder, how could that be? Why? The Lord is there when death knocks at our door. In Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." There are no surprises with God. He knows all things and has all things under control. This was Amir's time, not ours. As much as we wanted to hold on, God said, "No, he's mine." He is there, God is there, when we are grieving as well. In Hebrews 13:5, he says, "For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." He knows our hearts, he knows our thoughts, he knows our feelings, he knows what this grief is all about. Remember, God created man in the image of God, and he knows that grief too. Though a Christian has concluded life in this world, he has only just begun a new life in the next. 2 Corinthians 5:8, which we read earlier. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. This life we live here now is filled with joys and troubles, pains and sorrows, disappointments and occasional happinesses. We can't control the outcomes as much as we think we can. And we certainly don't know how long our life will last. Mary Pickford, a famous movie star from the early days of film, spoke of death this way. She said, "I'm standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails in the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength, and I stand and watch her until, at length, she is only a ribbon of white cloud just where the sea and the sky mingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, 'Ah, there, she's gone.' 'Gone where?' 'Gone from my sight, that is all. She is just as large in mast and full sail and spar as she was when she left my side, and just as able to bear her load of living freight to the place of destination. Her diminished size is in me, not in her, just as the moment when someone at my side says, 'There, She's gone. There are other voices ready to take up the glad shout at the other side. Ah, there she comes. And that, my friends, is dying. Profound words from an old movie star. You see, God is eternal, and you are too. Where we spend our eternity is a choice we have to make while we're here on earth. Have you ever read a set of novels all connected together? The first in the series of Amir's life is finished. He's on his second, writing it out. But there are many more to follow. Yours and my first novels are still being written. Jesus has prepared a place for his children. John 14, 1 through 3 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Let me give you a little glimpse of heaven from the scriptures. We'd love to know what heaven looks like, wouldn't we? Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 3, it says this, "And he showed me, John, a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant will serve him." Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is now with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write these things. These words are true and faithful.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.'" Let me ask you a personal question. Do you have a thirsty soul to know God? And you might say, my life is too much of a mess. I've done a lot of stuff. God would never accept me. Spoken like most of us. At some point in our life, we were there. Honestly, Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine because he knew there was nothing you could do to be good enough. He paid all of the punishment. He took all of the guilt for every sin of the world when he went to the cross. And finally, Amir realized that the mercy of God towards him and the love that God showed for him could not be ignored. Romans 2:4 says, "Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, his forbearance, and his long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" God created all of us with a God-shaped hole in our soul that only he can fill. We were meant to know God and to be related to him. Because of the decision Amir made a few years ago, he is in heaven today. Confidently, we can say that. And this is the only way to heaven for all of us, there is no cleaning up your life needed. John 11:40 says, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" You see, Jesus has already done it all. All you have to do is believe that Jesus is who he said he was and accept that he is the Son of God. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him," Jesus, "to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name." It's very simple. I think Amir would tell us that life on earth is very short. And in his case, it really was. James 4:14 says, "Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." Let me close with prayer. Father in heaven, we are honored to remember Amir, a man that you created with good heart, a man dedicated to his family, to his espoused, to those he loved. Thank you for the example that he was to so many, and thank you for all that he shared with so many. Father, we ask you to bless both families here, those that are going to be grieving and have been grieving, those that are going to be missing your son. And God, that you would bless them and give them a way to understand why this should happen. God, it's in your hands, we know, but it's also a loss for so many. Father, we ask you to bless our time after we leave. We thank you that we can come together to enjoy and to remember. Father, we just ask that you would bless the food that we're going to be receiving. Thank you, Lord, for this time of remembrance. In conclusion, let me read you Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So if anything that I've said here touched your heart, and if you know that today is the day that you need to come to God, to trust him and become a believer in Jesus Christ, I'd love to talk to you after I dismiss you. This concludes this service. Susie and the families have arranged a delicious luncheon for us all in the kitchen and the fellowship hall behind you. Please follow the families as they exit first, and then you may follow after that. Thank you for coming. The families are grateful for your presence and for your love and for your expression of compassion towards them. God bless you all. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
So I'd like for the